Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. I'm just as confused now as I was when they started.
Did a confusion.
And then the governor releases his toll bill draft. Like, I'm going to clear things up. And now we're all more confused than ever.
We had to clear it up.
All right, so there were no promises of 40% out-of-state money and tolls in this gubernatorial toll drift. There was no promise of the rates staying the same. You know, the feds are going to set the rates. And the feds are going to say with this congestion pricing that the pricing has to be so high, we're convinced that it will relieve congestion.
Crank
so
it up.
That's not 4 cents a mile.
No.
And then you can't give these big discounts because then you're basically saying out-of-staters have to pay and there's a big federal law against it. So all this stuff that they've been saying is starting to, like, come out that, wow, none of it is true.
Not a shock there.
Yeah, I know. No big surprise. Politicians lie.
When did they start lying?
This just in.
That's impossible.
Politicians lie.
When did that start?
Breaking news.
I thought there was so. I thought they were honest. I have no idea what's going on. Next thing you know, they're making campaign promises they won't keep. Are you saying I won't have a chicken in my pot? What do you mean? I won't have a brand new car in my garage and a picket fence and 2.5 children?
I know. It shouldn't be a surprise.
2.5.
That's the average.
But, you know, it was the campaign promise. They get through this, and they're trying to shove this $800 million tax down our throats. And that's $800 million before the prices of everything go up.
So they're trying to shove it up, actually.
Yeah.
And it's not our throats.
And then everybody's like, no, we want details. We want details. Like, all right. You find out the answer to that question when we release the bill. Where's the bill? Wow. I don't know. Have you seen the bill around here?
I can't find the bill.
Where's that pesky bill?
I thought you paid the bill.
Is that it over there?
The bill.
No.
I got it, Dad.
Did we give that to... Does Ned have that or Matt? I forgot where I put that bill.
I'm going to check the birdcage in the litter box.
Like, well, we're a group of reporters, and we're having a press conference, and we just thought that you'd have some information.
Nope. Hmm. Nothing to see here. Face paint for the kids. Cotton candy. Lobster dinner. Get yours.
Well, finally, the governor puts out his draft, and I think that his party's like, no, this is not what we would go with. But it's there's none of what they said in there. None.
I think you guys party way too
much. Zero. Not one thing where you can say, oh. Yeah, all right, here we go.
This is it right here.
So it was always 4.4 cents a mile, right?
Right.
Bull. So it's 4.4 to 575.
I'm calling bull feathers.
They're already like 575. It's like 575, and then out-of-staters could be 10 cents. I stop.
What do you think we're morons? Come on. What, you call us morons already once?
Stop.
Never mind.
Do we have those clips I gave you yet? I know I said 8. But it's 6. And
I got them.
All right, good for you.
I know you.
I want to talk about something else. Now, I'm like, no, friggin' tolls, and I'm the people in Hartford.
Let's just go for it.
They deserve a poke in the eye.
They're a poke lower.
Anybody see the still I posted on Facebook of this press conference? The Three Stooges. It's Arsimowitz, the Speaker of the House, on one side of the table. Matt Ritter, the majority leader, on the other side of the table. And then a doofus from New Haven. What's his name? Roland Lamar, who's supposed to be like the whiz kid of all this, who contradicted himself every 20 seconds in this press conference. He said, oh, no, it's not about the DOT setting the rates and setting this. We want the legislators to set it. And then 20 seconds later, he said, well, DOT is going to decide on that price. I'm like, okay, then.
Then why are you here?
It was like 20 seconds. Do you not remember what you said 20 seconds ago?
What'd I say?
But the picture I posted is hysterical because the majority leader during a press conference to cram an $800 million tax down the throats of Connecticut residents after they experienced the two biggest tax increases in the history of the state. He's sitting there in his phone. He's texting someone.
I'm checking Facebook.
I'm sorry.
He was posting to Instagram.
Right. Oh, did you see the comments? Like, looking at dick pics. He's like swiping Tinder. Like, oh, you freaking tribe members are hysterical.
Taking a selfie.
It made me smile.
Look at me. I'm in a conference.
What is more important than this press conference?
I'm ordering lunch.
You have massive legislation you've been trying for years to push through. Here's your moment. It's the patience. Imagine seeing a picture of, like, a loved one dying, and the doctor is texting.
I'm ordering food on Grubhub. You want something?
It's like, wait. This is, you know, this has all been about information and getting information out there. And during that period where you have all of Connecticut's media in front of you asking you questions, you're going to look down in your phone, and you're not just look. He started, I'm like, are you kidding?
I'm getting a brand.
There's no one more important than the media in front of you right now. You're talking to the Connecticut people.
I'm getting a brand from Chipotle. You want one? It's really good. Lots of cheese and rice and pizza and everything. It's
I'm like, this vision, this visual, right, this is it. Right here.
How about some guacamole?
This is the majority leader. Oh, let me text you back. Doit, doit, doit.
How do you say quesadilla?
I challenge the majority leader to screenshot that text with the time on it and post it. We want to see. Like, I want to see. Let's. I was going to say give you the benefit of the doubt. No, I'm not going to do it. Let's see what was so important.
I think AJ's right. I think it was food.
I'm really hungry right now.
I was supposed to have queso with this order.
They forgot the sour cream again. There's no chives in here.
I think it's something like, I'll wrap it up here soon. Be there in a minute.
I ordered the hot salsa, you idiots.
Yeah. Well, all these questions, right? It was the most questions because now there's a draft and now there's things to ask about.
Close the door. There's a draft.
Did you see someone on Twitter had gotten a photo, a close-up of his coffee order? Because it was pasted right on the side of the
cup. Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
I got a double choke. I'm like, I like that.
No, I like that they went to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I think with Dunkin' Donuts Park, they have to have Dunkin' Donuts. I was going to post the picture and circle the two coffee cups.
Mm.
And then write on the photo, who do you think paid for these? Because, you know, they didn't. They have an expense account. So, they're, you know, whatever.
I like to pay it backwards. Make everybody else pay for it.
And then, the other thing I was going to do is take a picture of Lamar Rowan's face and say, this is the face you make when your facts aren't right. But I went with the texting because, I mean, I think that shows you this has been the problem. Like, they think they're so smart, they don't have to pay attention and do this right. They're just like, hey, just listen to what I say.
It's like, okay,
we listened to what you said yesterday, and that doesn't match up with what you're saying today or like an hour ago, so we're questioning you.
It was Paul Hughes of the Republican American.
I love that guy.
Tweeted out the photo, and it's a large iced coffee, four creams, two Splenda.
Ooh.
Four creams.
Four creams.
And I got
Drinks the coffee? Well, all right. So
it's for my cat.
I'm sure there's some tribe members who put four creams in it.
There's no coffee left in there.
Yeah. Why are you having coffee? Yeah. Have tea.
That's milk.
That's a very pale looking cup of coffee.
Yeah. Like him. He's pale.
It looks like duty water.
No, he hasn't seen the sun in a while. It looks like duty water.
It does. Duty water in a cup with ice.
It looks like pancake batter is what it looks like.
Okay, I was going to go pancake batter. My duty water is fine.
Oh, I love that.
I like saying duty.
They take the order and post it. So no food, no sandwich, no donuts with the order?
Well, this is just what's on the side of his cup.
Right.
The only donuts we have is around our waist.
Let's play this clip and then we got to go.
First one?
Speaker of the House admits what we already know. Mark Davis is asking him about timing of a special session.
If the regular session ends on the 5th, you send everybody home. Then what? Roland and Carlo and the leaders get together and decide on what we think we can pass and then you caucus it, and then you call a special session, or you call a special session on June 5th, right, before you leave here.
So special session can be done three different ways. We can, if we don't get it done by June 5th, which I'm hopeful, I'm not convinced we can, but I'm hopeful we can continue to try, we can call ourselves in. We can just do it before we adjourn.
Stop right there.
I like how Mark Davis right pulls a Paradise by the Dashboard Lights moment.
Stop right there! Dun, 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 dun. I want to know right now! Before we go any further, will you pass this? Will you pass this bill forever? Will you need this? Will you take our money? Will you make us all run from the people of our lives? will you take my husband? Will you take
me?
All right, so Mark Davis is like, wait a minute, you're not getting this thing through in 2 weeks, right? So this is the back and forth now.
Yesterday, it appears that nobody thinks that's possible.
You asked me for a prediction. My prediction stinks, so if I said, oh, I think it's
okay,
possible.
We knew that. His predictions stink.
And so it's a breath.
Yeah, 40% out of state.
In a mint.
Right.
Stop drinking duty water.
X amount of tolls. Oh, we can eliminate tolls.
And change your stock, you pig.
Yeah, we're just not going to get better than duty water, right? Did you see that RV police high-speed chase thing in L.A.?
Amazing.
Holy friggin' crap.
I didn't know those things could move like that.
Me too. I was kind of surprised at that.
Didn't flip
so
it.
So it's this giant RV, and she's blowing through intersections. She, at one point, hit a tree. She hit cars. Like, when she hit the tree, it ripped the whole, like, passenger front and side off.
And
kept
the windshield.
Going.
Yeah. And the windshield.
And the windshield.
The whole thing gone.
So the cab is now just this flappy, like, roof that looks like a canvas.
Yep.
But it's a thin piece of aluminum.
Right.
And the driver's door. Everything else was exposed.
Exactly, yes. You see the kitchenette and everything.
And she had two dogs with her. One of the dogs jumped out.
I couldn't watch that. That was horrible.
That was horrible.
That was horrible.
Worst
That's
part.
Like, look, you know it's bad when your dog's like, look, I love you, but I'm out.
Right.
I gotta go.
Well, worst part, that wasn't her dog's.
Yeah.
That belonged to the RV. She stole the RV and the dogs were in it.
Oh.
That dog's like, I am out of here. You're not my owner.
But she's flying down the highway.
Yeah.
What's she going, like, what, 90 probably?
I don't think we could go 90, but yeah, it was going fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, those were not her dogs.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Dog's like, I don't know you. I'm going to call
those
a cop.
Poor friggin' dog.
I know. Yeah. I can't.
Like, oh, we're in an RV. This is great.
Yep.
Our owner will be back. Oh, wait, who's this lady?
Who are you?
Did the dog jump or was the dog pushed?
The dog jumped.
That dog jumped.
You sure?
Yeah, okay. You can see it.
It looked like she was holding.
She was trying to hold the dog's back.
The dog from jumping.
Yeah. I will give her that. She did try and help the dog. Of course, she could have stopped.
She could have just not. Yeah.
She could have made so many other decisions.
Yeah.
Right. Well, all right.
Maybe her dad didn't teach
her. I'm always on the side of the dog because I did walk into a burning house to get one out.
Yes,
with
you did.
Help of other people.
Very noble thing you did.
But the dogs could have done their job and, like, kept the person from stealing.
Right. Well, they were like, huggy dogs.
You know, they're never going to let anyone steal an RV again.
No.
Like, no, well, we've been through this.
Yep.
We know how this goes.
I'm staying home.
I'm biting your foot right now.
I don't care if I'm... You're starving. I'm staying home.
You are not touching that gas pedal with that leg.
Not at all.
I am so not going to the Grand Canyon this year.
Right, so there were two dogs, right? So one bails, then the other one tried to bail.
Right.
Tried, but
she held that one.
She held that
one. She got a good grip on that one.
I think because that one was littler, maybe.
No, it was pretty big still.
Was it?
Yeah, they're both big dogs. One was a big brown dog, one was a big black dog. Black dog stayed inside.
Wrecked a car in an intersection.
Ugh.
Yep. It was, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I tore the whole front of the car up, man. That thing spun.
Wrecked a couple cars. That last one.
Yeah,
that
but
that
one that hit the intersection, man. That thing's that sucker. That rang the bell.
It spun.
It's like
spun.
A 540.
Yeah.
It spun like a bottle.
Yep.
You
like, yep. Piece of flying off of it.
Glass everywhere.
Yep. The ends were like all hanging out.
It was really, really dramatic. In 2 hours, we're going to talk to an officer from the California Highway Patrol.
Is it Ponch or John?
I'm not sure, but it's Chips, brother.
All right.
I'm very excited about
it. So am I.
But right now we have the audio. Now, this is the guy in a helicopter, doing the play-by-play on television.
Oh, just crashed right into the tree. took off the whole front of the motorhome. See the dog right there trying to jump out. The dog, no, don't jump out. Dog jumped out. On the ground, stay with the dog. Yeah, we're going to go under the 101. He looks like too much speed. Oh, got cars coming off the up-ramp. Oh, no! Oh, just destroyed that car. And now they're calling the ground units off to quit chasing this guy. Because the way he's driving, he just completely smashed into that car. Coming up to a T-intersection here. Oh, he gets off the side of the road and right into the house. Hit the tree, almost rolled over. And he's out on foot running, and he has a dog in his hand. Dog's running with him.
Wow. Oh, they can't stop him.
Oh, no!
Eddie Grant reporting?
Oh, no!
Going to rock down to Electric Avenue.
Oh, no!
Out in the treats.
Oh, no!
Out in the RV.
Oh, no!
Out with the dog.
Oh, no!
We're going to rock down to Electric Avenue.
That's the sound of my brain when I'm like, oh, I have a whole Saturday to myself, and Jennifer calls me and says, I have an idea.
Oh, no!
My brain says, damn it! I had a whole Saturday, and now...
Oh, no!
I should have shut my brain off, damn it!
I know what idea means. I know what it means. That was my Saturday. My Saturday just went...
Why don't you put it out of office black? Oh, God.
No. We got to hit five stores. You'll be shopping all day.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
Ugh.
So no one was killed in any of this.
Amazing.
Good.
Remarkable. Unbelievable.
Amazing.
And then there was a little bit of a foot pursuit. It was like, I don't know, 15 feet.
Yeah.
Not long.
The dog was chasing after the black dog. Was actually chasing after. He was limping.
Yeah.
But he's saying like, oh, no, you get back here.
Oh, yeah.
I am not being blamed for this. I made a poopy in the rug one time. I got my ass kicked. I am not going to face this one.
No, they're going to put your face in this van and say, who did this?
What did you do? What did you do?
I hope he pooped on whoever was driving the RV as he fell out the window.
What did you do?
So they're saying there may have been some alcohol involved.
Oh. Mm.
I don't know how in 2019, though, we don't have the technology to stop something. Like, it has to. Our plan for a high-speed pursuit is to just keep chasing it until it hits something.
Right.
How do we not? I know we have the strips, and it was, you know, you never know which way it's going to turn, so that's tough. I don't know. There's got to be something.
A tank.
They were talking to some guy who said that they couldn't use the strips because it's ineffective, I guess, against vehicles this large. It just keep going.
They get bigger strips.
And same deal, like the size, they couldn't do the pit maneuvers.
Yeah, you can't pit maneuver an RV.
You just go under the car.
It ain't going to happen, yeah. You need a high-speed RV.
I think you try.
Right.
Or at least get like one of those SWAT vans out there that's got like the big bumper on the front.
Yeah. See, I would have been the one where they're saying, don't try to pit. Oh, gee, there he goes. I told Chaz not to do it, but it worked.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But then the van lands on like eight innocent people. So, boy, okay.
Oh, no.
That's why we don't do that.
Well, oops. The good news is I stopped the RV.
Oopsie doopsie.
Bad news is my last day on the job.
Right.
But I thought they had something that they could shoot.
Yeah, those nets, right? That like capture the tires. Did I see that in a movie or is that real?
That was Mad Max.
That sounds like Mario.
That was Mad Max.
Yeah, I think you saw it in a cartoon video game.
Everybody knows you just paint a tunnel on the side of a building and it crashes into the wall.
Oh, please ask the chips officer about those nets.
Yes.
She went from so confident to like, no, I don't think that's real either.
Don't get a net for her, actually.
As it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, oh.
From the start of the sentence to the end of the sentence.
Right, they have those nets. Oh, well, we're asking the chips officer about that.
Are you sure they don't? Shoot them and it gets like...
Ties up the tires.
Yeah. Just one tire because then the car spins around.
It's one car.
Anybody?
And Spider-Man.
Anybody?
That's right. It was Spider-Man shot a web out of his hand.
Yeah.
But I thought they had those electrical things. Like it would hit...
Like an impulse thing?
The car, right, and just turn, like singe out the electrical system and just shut it off.
I have no idea. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, California... Like, we don't have them often here in Connecticut. We were on the air during the last one.
The bread truck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they have them in California all the time. You think that, all right, let's spend a couple dollars on this device that will just shut that right down.
Yeah, like every week you see a high-speed chase in California. Like every, it's almost like a series.
And, like, the plan is still, well, let's chase him until it ends.
Until he hits something. Know, okay.
Until he hits something.
Then we'll run after him.
Right.
Cash in the backyard again.
It's got to be something.
Yeah.
I'm looking up those nets.
Need a high-speed tank. Need a high-speed tank.
What are you putting in the computer as you look this up?
She's writing alibi.
Nets that, nets that grab tires.
Good luck with that.
Sea fishing.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, it's Jeremy in from New Haven. I was listening to you guys about the thing that she was talking about shooting it around the tire. They actually do have those. I've seen it on
TV. Hold on, let's hear this. This you saw it on what? Fred Flintstone?
I can't remember. It was a show a couple of years ago. I was watching. It was an invention that some guy made. Where it shot, he made a gun where this net shot around the tires of the cops pursuing somebody, and it would wrap around the tires and make the tires actually stop the vehicle.
Well, where was that yesterday?
Yeah,
or Tuesday?
I don't know, but yeah. I remember seeing it on a show. It was like a
all right. So Ashley's crazy, but not that crazy.
Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I just heard that, and I had to call you guys and let you know that I did see something like that. So she's not crazy.
I know you
thank
well.
You.
The jury's not that crazy.
Yeah. All right.
All right, thank
Have
you.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Staff Sergeant O'Connor.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for what you do.
All right, well, thank you. But I had to call in to defend Ashley because those nets are a thing.
Yeah.
In what, the military or police?
No, well, I mean, the military I don't think has them yet, but I know some police departments are picking them up. They have been developed, but they usually sit at, like, the front of the cop car, and then they'll get behind it, and then they'll shoot it out. Now, I don't know how effective it would be on a, you know, an RV that size, but, I mean, in theory, it should, you know, technically work the same way, but...
Okay, so it fires out of the front of the police car, and the goal is to... it goes under the vehicle, then spreads out, then gets picked up by the back tires and entangles the back tires?
Yes, it's for one tire.
For one tire. One tire.
Right.
And then it locks it up, and then, it, you know, then the tire should actually stop.
Okay, it seems like you... would be like a 1 in 10 shot, right?
You'll miss the car.
And then it wraps around the tire, and is the police car still connected to that, or just releases upon firing?
It releases, and then it locks up, goes around like the axle and all that.
Okay, because
that'd be
tough. Yeah. The cop car was attached to it. It's like, oh, great.
Yeah. I want to fact check.
Didn't stop it, and now I'm getting dragged around.
I want fact check a Phil Jones one out.
If they were trying to chase AJ, then, you know, AJ would just hit the gas, and then, you know, obviously they're dragging the cop with them. So.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Staff Sergeant O'Connor. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Brian from Plainville says, I'm right. Brian,
Good
morning. I'm right about what?
Yes, you are, Chaz. Actually, I can't.
It's Chaz, but go ahead.
They have an electrical device that they shoot into the side of the car and it fries the electrical system in the car.
Yes.
They can shut your car down from the side of the road.
Now, why wouldn't they do that in California? Like, you would think everyone in California would have one, like helicopters and cop cars.
Like shooting a dart.
Right.
Yeah, like a taser for the car.
Yeah. Yep. Right.
Like, I have a great day, guys. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too, man. All right. From the California Highway Patrol, Officer Josh Greenguard. On the phone. Hey, good morning. Thanks for what you do.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. Take us through the story here. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it is an incredible one. Like you said, Tuesday afternoon, late, around 1900 hours, 7 o'clock p.m., you know, we got a call of our local sheriff's department was behind the motorhome. They suspected that it was a stolen vehicle, stolen motorhome.
So it wasn't called in. They just thought it was stolen.
Yeah, they had reasons to believe that it was stolen. So, you know, with our police investigations and stuff.
You had reasons to believe.
Well, when we run the license plates and it comes back stolen, that's the reasons to believe.
Okay. So you did know that it was stolen.
Yeah, and then of course we have to confirm it through different agencies, because it wasn't stolen out of the sheriff's department. It was stolen out of something else. So, or that's where the police report was out of. So.
Oh, okay. And then procedure at that point is, let's turn on the lights and pull this thing over.
Yeah, well, hopefully. That's the name of the game, pull them over and see what's going on. But this one was not like that, obviously. Okay. We all saw. So
before we get to the, you know, the thing didn't pull over, which we know. When you're pulling over something that big that's stolen, do you ask for more cars because you don't know who's in there and what they have?
How many people are in there, yeah.
Right.
That's exactly it. I mean, there could have been, I mean, you can easily fit 40 people in those motorhomes. That thing was a big motorhome.
To fit a small armed army.
Yeah. So we never know. We always ask for more units, the better in this kind of situation.
Then it doesn't pull over.
Yeah, and then it didn't pull over, and the pursuit entailed. It went a few miles, freeways, surface streets, back on the freeway, back on surface streets. And then, you know, crashing into cars and crashing into the tree, and then the dog jumping out of the car.
That was tough to watch.
It was.
I mean, I think everybody was cringing. Even us law enforcement, we don't want to see that kind of stuff happen. We don't want to see people get hurt. We just want it to come to an end peacefully. Yeah.
While this, all right, so you're going to pull it over, doesn't pull over, now we got to pursue. What happens? You start calling other units and try to block off roads? Do you have a helicopter? What's happening?
Yeah, we get the helicopter up. That's the easiest thing for us. Obviously, it's a very congested area. We don't really block off roads. Obviously, you can see what happens if you do block off a road, especially with something that big.
I like that. Why get our cars dented?
And just plow right through it. Yeah, that cars cost money.
Hey, I just got this thing.
I had it washed.
It really puts us in peril, right? Yeah. We don't want to put ourselves in that kind of situation.
Right.
And if we're blocking off roads, other people are going to be behind us. We want it to end peacefully as possible.
Right, because if you block the road, they're going to go up on the sidewalk or whatever. So, yeah.
Exactly. They're going to try to go around and where potential people could be, you know, walking, doing their thing. Yeah. So.
Well, we were talking about this morning. I mean, there has to be more stuff at your disposal where you could just stop these things. Now, I thought you had something you could shoot at the vehicle to fry out its electrical system. And then Ashley mentioned you have this thing that could, like, net itself or tie itself around the back tire. How come you guys don't use that stuff?
That stuff is not implemented by our department. It is implemented in other departments. We do have the spike strip. But trying to get in front of that thing and laying the spike strip so only the motorhome hits it.
Right.
And throwing it from a safe location, it gets a little risky.
Gotcha.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But what about the thing that could tie the back tire up?
I have seen that, but like I said, we just don't have that with our department.
It seems like you guys and girls should have that.
Yep.
California Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
I think 9 out of 10 high-speed pursuits I see are in California.
I think you should probably have the most news that likes to televise it.
Right.
All you guys have the news helicopters still. We don't.
Right.
See, like, no one's going to have a high-speed pursuit in New York City.
No reason. No camera.
Yeah. You get one block and you're done.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's nowhere to go. Right. Yeah. Traffic jam. Ah, damn it.
Right.
Yeah. And then also, I don't know. I've been to New York a couple of times, but I don't know how low the helicopters can fly through that city, right?
Right.
And then the buildings block the visuals.
Right.
All those things. See? This is why you are where you are.
This is why we talked to you. Yeah.
He'll be detective.
It just seems like in 2019, we should have some technology that's better than, well, let's kind of chase it, and hopefully it'll hit something soon.
Yeah, well, like I said, we definitely don't want it to hit anything. That's why in that recording, you can see us. Once it gets a little too dangerous, we'll back off a little bit. Just let the helicopter pursue, and we will try to get it at its termination point. Say the person takes a foot bail or the car comes disabled or something like that.
Right.
He booby traps, like a big boxing glove goes out.
A big giant mouse trap.
Exactly. Snap!
Trust me, I wish sometimes we had that stuff. All of us do.
Yeah, we were talking today, and you know, we're being, you know, we're being us.
Right.
But I would love it if you had a helicopter with a big, giant, just massive steel weight that you could just drop on that thing, squish it like a bug.
Like an anvil.
And then you leave it out there for a few hours. Everyone could take pictures of it. And it's like, this is what happens when you risk innocent lives. We just squash it like a bug and then scrape you off the interior.
It should say, it said stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, like I said, we don't have that kind of...
He's running this all down right now. This is all good stuff.
So what was the story with this? She wipes out, she gets out. The foot chase was like 5 feet, which is good. I think it's incredibly hard to not beat the crap out of this person after seeing all that. But yeah. The officer does the right thing.
Yep.
Yeah, he does the right thing. He takes her into custody. And you can see he sits her down right on the step and her dog is walking around him. Because obviously the dog was no threat. The dog was trying to get away from her from being so scared inside of that motor. Yeah.
Right. Those dogs, there were two. So one was hers, one was the from the person who owned the RV, or they were both hers, or...
I was under the impression that they were both hers.
Oh.
See, and I had seen a story that said that they were both not hers.
All right, so conflicting reports,
yes.
Which happens. What was her deal? Was she buzzed?
Yeah, she was under the influence of methamphetamine.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. It's a method chase.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So, along with you know, being scared from that and then being in the pursuit and not wanting to pull over and... hitting cars, she's going to face a lot of felony charges.
Yeah, well, she could have killed people. So, injuries?
She sustained minor injuries. I don't know if you and your viewers actually saw the video, but the last car that she hit sustained, the driver of that vehicle hit, sustained major injuries.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the one with the front got ripped off. It spun around, the black car.
Right, the one that looked like a bottle spinning.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was crazy. Oh, so is that person going to be okay?
Yeah, they're all non-life threatening injuries. They're just, you know,
serious.
They're gonna heal for a while. Yeah.
Holy crap!
Yeah. Damn.
Wow. And then what happens now? Do you guys review the video and say, well, maybe we could have done something differently, or
we always Monday night quarterback ourselves. We always look at stuff. We take away the good. We take away the bad. The California Highway Patrol does a very, very good job with our pursuits. But we always look at something and try to learn, right? That's the name of the game.
And the motorhome, is that house insurance or car insurance? How do you insure that one?
It's car insurance.
Yeah, that's beyond my pay grade right there.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think you should pitch that idea of a giant weight just being dropped on it.
I'll see how my higher-ups take that up. I don't think it's going to go very far.
I don't know if you saw. We had a member of the tribe tweet us about all of the scientific and mathematical reasons that's not a good option. I was like, it's called a joke.
Right.
Exactly. No, I totally understand.
Really? I was serious.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
All right, well, thanks for what you do. Yes. We're a big fan of the Chip Show. That's how I found out about, you know, the California Highway Patrol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys like that show? You don't like this show?
Oh, we all love it.
Oh, good.
We all love it.
How about the movie remake? Do you like movie remake?
And how, like, is it old to hear Ponch and John? Like, are you Ponch or are you John?
No, I'm neither, unfortunately. but no, I always like to watch the show. Those guys are huge supporters of us, and we embrace it very much.
Oh, that's cool.
He's Sergeant Contreras, by the way, just now.
Well, nice job yesterday, Tuesday, and unbelievable. And thanks for coming on. Thanks for everything you do.
You got it, guys.
So dog sitter knows there's a puppy cam and gets naked and does things with her boyfriend. And
Were the dogs watching?
Here's the report.
Just checking, you knew that there was a security camera there.
I did.
Rosie Brown has two rambunctious little dogs, Penny and Daisy. When she headed out of town for a wedding 3 weeks ago, she turned to a popular app to find a pet sitter.
Get a WAG-certified walker to walk your dog at a moment's notice.
Rosie met 26-year-old WAG dog walker and sitter Casey Brengel.
She had 210 five-star reviews, and I'm thinking, okay, this is great.
They agreed on 4.5 days of house sitting with Law for $315 and discussed the doggy cam on the kitchen counter. It also shoots out treats. Rosie headed to Louisiana.
It's a camera that shoots out treats.
Yeah, they make those.
Is that her or the camera?
Really? Do you have one?
No, I have one of those. The ones I have doesn't spit out treats, but it has a laser.
It just seems like you're encouraging the dog to nudge it. So, yeah. Like, you might get a shot of, like, a closet door because the dog is like, where's the treat?
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
Rosie headed to Louisiana, and on the day of her cousin's wedding, received an alert from the camera.
On the preview of the alert, it showed a man in our house, someone that I wasn't expecting. So I opened it up, and that's when I saw that she was there with a man in our house, and they were going straight for our bedroom.
The video shows Casey's boyfriend at the apartment on several occasions. At one point, locking the dogs outside the master.
Well, you know, to her, in her defense, she was doing it doggy style.
Those role playing it is, you know.
Right.
At one point, locking the dogs outside the master bedroom. On another, going from the master to the guest bedroom. After several days
God.
Of text.
They had sex on every bed in that house.
Oh, boy.
Well,
I said, no, no, no.
You have
no.
to lock the dogs out because they watch. You just right. see, like, little eyes. Like
right. Yeah, no, you don't want the dogs watching.
Yeah, you can see your puppies.
Can I sit with you?
Right. Then you don't want them licking or sniffing things while you're busy.
And apparently he was begging.
Right, go ahead.
After several days of texting, Casey Brengel finally agreed to speak with me on camera.
She believes that you were having sex in both of the bedrooms.
It's okay that she believes that that's not what was going on.
Casey's
okay.
They're playing hide and seek. You don't want to know they were hiding.
Right, we were napping.
We were playing tag. We were playing tag naked again. Tag, you're right.
Like
right.
That's so eclipse from there. So I don't know. Maybe she had a good answer because. You have to follow up with, okay, then what were you doing with the door closed? And you were only in there for 10 minutes.
We were praying.
You weren't napping.
I kept hearing, oh, God, oh, God.
Then you get that response. So the fact that he didn't play the response, it's like, well, I don't know, maybe she had a good answer. Go ahead.
Casey's father and mother also visited. Even though the WAG guidelines say it's walkers and sitters, should not allow any third parties into the home of the pet parent.
Okay, so wait. She had her boyfriend, her mother, and her father all come over.
Wait,
they were
the
like using this place as their house.
Where mom I live and here
dad,
now.
Were mom and dad fully clothed, though? That's what I want to know.
Oh, boy.
That could have been the second bedroom.
Did you watch this whole report, by the way?
Yeah.
Because at one point, it does look like the girl, the hired girl, was walking around naked while her mom was there.
Her mom was there? I saw the naked part.
Is this California?
So there's one part where she lays on the couch. There is a second person on that couch, and it is not the boyfriend.
Oh, was it
another person with long hair?
Oh.
Leather couch.
Is it another boyfriend?
Oh.
I think it was mom.
Oh, hey now. Very close relationship.
I think she's laying there naked on the couch, and her mom's sitting on the other side of the couch.
Dear, I told you don't put your feet up here.
Oh. What's hotter? Like, if there's another woman, it's not her mom, or if it's another dude?
Another woman, not her mom.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah. If it's her mom, it's weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Okay.
But I can get into it, so.
Yeah.
Takes a little while. Couple drinks.
What I like about this, and we're not going to have time to go through all the audio, is that the woman who owns the house is like, I cannot sit on that part of the couch again.
Sell the couch. Just sell the couch.
I saw her sitting there naked, and that used to be my favorite place to sit.
Yeah.
What's funny about that image, too, is the reporter that's interviewing her is sitting on that part of the couch.
Yes!
Yeah. And she points at him. She goes, yeah, I can't sit there anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
He's sitting there.
Guess what's on Let Go next week. Let Go. A couch that was soiled.
Is it weird that if she was sitting there naked on my couch, I wouldn't have a problem. But if the dude was sitting there naked on my couch, I'd have a problem.
That's not weird at all.
Okay.
No. I think it's weird.
That's being a dude.
Yeah.
Same, really? But opposite.
Her naked. Yeah.
Right. So you're okay if a dude's sitting there naked.
Yeah. Right.
But if another girl is sitting there naked, you don't want to sit in that spot.
Not necessarily. No. Right.
You don't want coochie pops to indirectly meet.
Right.
Gotcha.
Personally, myself, no.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want my butthole to indirectly meet another man's butthole.
Exactly.
What if it glows in the dark?
We're not animals here.
Especially if it's AJ's glow-in-the-dark butthole from yesterday.
It happens.
All right, maybe we get a few seconds in.
And several times, the camera caught Casey naked on the couch that Rosie Brown had saved for 6 months to buy.
It got hot.
I love the extra details. Right? It's not like her couch. It's like the couch she saved 6 months for.
Right. I used my milk money for that.
Work third shifts.
Yes. Kept coming back to the store. You will be mine.
I used my prostitution money to buy that couch.
She dreamed of that couch night after night.
It does make it more brutal.
It does. Yes. Right.
It's so effective.
It's worth a human as a leather couch.
Which rock artist wanted to have sex with Jimmy Complex's wife? Probably a lot, but Jimmy knew about one of them.
Only because my wife told me.
Oh.
Really?
Wow.
I wasn't there.
Take you jealous, or?
Huh.
Well, yeah, I was jealous.
Cool.
He would have. She would have done pretty well with him because he's a lot richer and he's a lot more famous. So.
Yeah, but there's only one Jimmy.
And I would have had a. If we stayed friends with him, I would have had a lot of great tours that I could have owned.
No, see? See? Could have been a good business deal. Like a decent proposal, that movie.
Right. So would you have still booked the person, or do you say, oh, go screw yourself?
I probably would say, go screw yourself.
He said probably, though. He didn't say definitely.
Yeah, I love my wife, so it would not have been. It would not have worked out.
Okay.
Who was it?
It was Neil Young.
Really?
Yes, it was Neil Young when we served him a subpoena at Rose Art Raceway for a concert that they canceled. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young canceled the show. And we went to Rose Art Raceway, and we handed subpoenas to Crosby, Nash, and Young. We didn't hand one to Stills. We only had to do three out of the four. And Neil took the subpoena from my wife because my wife was pretty, and we knew that he would accept the subpoena from my wife.
Yeah, take the bait. Yes.
That's hot.
Take the bait.
Yeah, he'll take anything from you.
Exactly.
And he just put the subpoena in his back pocket, never looked at it, and said, hey, come on into my dressing room. Let's talk.
Jesus.
Oh.
And my prudish wife got scared and ran away.
Yeah, you'll see.
Wow.
Now she maced him even funnier. Stop!
Now she kicked him in the groin, and that's why he sings in that high register.
Right. Yeah, he used to be a baritone at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote a song about it. It's called Cinnamon Girl. Wow.
Mm.
I wonder how many artists, you know, looked at your wife and said, yeah, let's go.
Well, I don't know. We were very friendly with a lot of artists, and I never really noticed how they looked at my wife. But now it's interesting. I wish I could go back and watch that. I never thought about that.
Freaking horn dogs.
Yeah.
They all are on the road.
Yeah.
That's part of the road.
Exactly. I feel like you're a businessman, though. I mean, if...
not to that degree.
Okay,
it promises a tour, huh? You don't mind, do you?
Oh no, I was happily married at that time.
Okay, Elton John movie. You gonna see it, or you lived it and don't need to do it?
I don't know if I'm gonna see it. I haven't made the decision yet. It looks pretty interesting. I will admit it. I probably will end up seeing it, but it's not at the top of my list.
Right.
I did love Queen, the Queen movie, so that makes me lean towards seeing it.
Based on your interactions with Queen and Freddie Mercury and the band, when you're watching that, did you feel like, oh, they got these guys?
Yeah, they did get these guys. They fiddled around with the facts. I mean, Freddie did not have AIDS until after Live Aid. So that was ridiculous. I mean, I understand Hollywood, and they needed to put that in there.
Yeah, sensationalize it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he didn't have AIDS. But I thought it did a very good job. I think the one thing a lot of people don't realize is that the fine acting job that the actor that played Freddie was really good, but it was Freddie singing, not him.
Right.
Gotcha.
So
and
this
that
acting
sort of bothered me that he won the Oscar when he didn't sing.
I thought the same thing.
Good lip syncing.
Like, I thought, wow, this is
Milli Vanilli.
This is the best actor.
Yeah.
And Bradley Cooper did sing.
Right.
In A Star Is Born. So I thought that was sort of unfair.
Yeah, I thought he should have won that one.
Yep, me too.
Elton John specifically said whoever played him had to sing the songs.
I admire that.
Yeah.
I admire that. I think Elton's 100% right. Now, getting an actor that could sing like Freddie, you probably couldn't find one.
No. That's probably the problem, right?
But, you know, I'm an idiot. The band's name was Queen, and I never knew that Freddie was gay. Okay?
I didn't either.
Yeah, so.
Queen!
Yep.
Yeah.
Then Elton John, like, you know.
Hello.
Dressing like a showgirl. Like,
exactly.
Never hit the radar.
That's some fashion sense he has.
I have no gaydar.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
The band's name is Queen.
Queen!
Queen!
Clap me.
Right. Yeah. It was King. Nope, Queen.
All right, I didn't get to everything, so we'll talk. Well, we'll start where I was gonna go next week.
Good.
All right. Remember a couple of days ago, I went bananas at 9 o'clock.
Yes,
we were talking about the Veterans Gala, and anyway, So Sean Curran heard that from Curran Volkswagen. He's like, hey, this morning I was listening to your show where you were discussing how hard it was to help vets because of people's opinions. And I like how he put it, discussing.
Right.
You mean the meltdown and I slammed my phone on the counter and bounced up and broke a computer screen?
It was a heated discussion.
Right. I had a discussion with the computer screen.
It was animated.
And
discussion.
I won.
Right.
But he said, how about helping two vets help remember a fallen Connecticut soldier, Private First Class Nick Medaris, who was killed in action in 2006. Curran Volkswagen is giving away $10,000 to the Kick for Nick Foundation, and he's on the show now to tell us about this. What's the deal, Sean?
How you doing, fellas?
Excellent.
Good, man.
The deal is you know, every year, Memorial Day, everyone is always out about spending money, buying cars, things of that nature.
Eating hot dogs.
Right.
Eating hot dogs, doing their thing. And, you know, there's a lot more about Memorial Day than just picnicking. So,
exactly.
A couple months ago, the Kick for Nick Foundation reached out to me through mutual contacts, mostly my wife, and asked if I could help them out promote a pilot program that they were doing in Bridgeport, right in the town next door, and get some people involved. So what Kick for Nick is a organization that collects soccer balls and distributes it all over the country, all over the world. And we have 50,000 soccer balls in about 50 different countries. And they decided to bring it home, and do a little pilot program here in Bridgeport that, reaches out to underprivileged children and gives them the opportunity to play travel soccer and get out of this pay for play program that everyone does.
Right.
Nick Medaris was killed in 2006, and coincidentally, I was actually serving with the 102nd Infantry in 2006, and I recall talking to my mother.
Thank you for your service.
It.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And when the organization reached out, I thought there was no other way that I could help. So we decided to make a huge donation and try to raise some money for these guys down at Lilly Field in Wilton, Connecticut, on Memorial Day.
Excellent. I love it.
Yeah.
And I love that you guys are stepping up like this. That's it's more of what we want to hear about around Memorial Day weekend.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about any, you know, you were talking about the other day discussing, you know, you're trying to help this organization and this organization. Well, this is an outstanding young man that gave everything, and his one thing is he just wanted to help the kids in Iraq. And so I figured, you know, we can take all the politics aside and help kids in our own backyard. So when
in his memory,
right? Stopping
yeah.
it the other day,
yeah.
I was like, oh, this is perfect.
So I have the website here, kickfornick.org. I'm going to send it to Ashley. She'll post it on WPLR, and we'll post it on our Chaz and AJ Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely. They can come to our Facebook page, Curran VW, or CurranVW.net, get some information. You know, take my money. That's really what it is. We're going to be trying to do this, hopefully, quarterly with different organizations. So please contact me. I'd love to get involved with local businesses, local charities, and try to do something a little better than we normally do.
Oh, nice. Yeah, all right, nice. And keep us posted too. You have my email now.
Absolutely, sure, certainly will.
All right, Sean. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, no, thank you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.